This is JIS News. Coming up, political party leaders urged to denounce improper campaign conduct, health center to be constructed in Runaway Bay, St. Anne, and St. Andrew Workforce College to be established in Seaview Gardens. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission and Jamaica Racing Commission is closed to the public effective 2 p.m. Thursday, February 18 until Monday, February 22. We regret any inconvenience caused.
Now the news. Political Ombudsman Donna Parchment Brown is calling on the leaders of the main political parties contesting the upcoming general elections to encourage their supporters to refrain from activities which constitute breaches of the political code of conduct. The code outlines 8 principles: non-violence and non-intimidation, safety of private and public property, avoidance of confrontation, responsible public utterances, freedom of access, avoidance of defacing buildings and installations, upholding a code of ethics, and avoiding political tribalism. Mrs. Parchment Brown says both party leaders must champion proper campaign practices amongst their supporters in order to help reduce instances of antisocial behavior going into the February 25 elections.
I've been trying to have a meeting with them, mainly to discuss a number of issues across the country and to ask them to make statements from their platforms very clearly identifying certain conduct and saying we will not support that conduct, we don't want that conduct by our members.
The political ombudsman was addressing a press conference at her Duke Street offices Thursday. The Ministry of Education is to assist with classroom expansion projects at 3 St. Andrew schools to provide adequate space to accommodate students. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites gave this commitment to the Harbourview and St. Benedict's Primary Schools and Donald Quarry High School during visits to the institutions earlier this week.
We decide that we want to add value by how we spend, not just spending the old traditional ways. And by adding quality through the measures described in these schools, we are adding value. And Jamaica and these young people will see the benefit of that, reap the dividends in life to come.
Minister Thwaites says the government is committed to helping schools across the island meet the needs of students and teachers. Residents of Runaway Bay in St. Anne are set to benefit from the construction of a new health center. The center, to be located at Mount Edgecombe District in the area, will comprise a single-story building with associated external works and sewage. The National Health Fund will provide funding for the project. Speaking at the official launch of the project earlier this week, Health Minister Horace Daly said the new facility will significantly enhance the way in which persons living in the area seek medical care. The new center will be a Type 2 facility and will continue to serve approximately 12 communities from the wider St. Anne's Bay Health District. It will offer services such as curative, maternal, child health and reproductive health, including pap smears and family planning. And residents of Seaview Gardens and surrounding communities are to receive training in a range of skills to be offered by the St. Andrew Workforce College. The institution, to be established in Seaview Gardens, will provide competency-based training and international certification for unattached youth 17 years and older. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, speaking at the recent launch of the school, said it aims to offer something different from other training institutions.
This college is therefore geared at our young people who may not be able to attend traditional theory-based colleges, but who are ready to enter the workforce or are required to upgrade their skills and certification based on employers' needs.
Students will be trained in a variety of areas, including mechanical maintenance, electrical installation, warehousing and distribution, and port operations. The institution is being established through the HeartTrust NTA, Caribbean Maritime Institute, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, and the Ministry of Education, as well as the Logistics Hub Secretariat. It will also receive support from several private sector interests, including Flow, Sutherland Global, Kingston Free Zone Terminal, and Kingston Wharves. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.